Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, I bring my 13 years of podcasting experience. We find a random podcast, we throw it on and see how long we can hang on. Earlier, I had the woman in the tube from Amazon pick two numbers. She picked 4 and 107, and that led us to a show with a really interesting title, which is WTFFF, question mark, exclamation point, 3D printing podcast, 3D print tips, 3D print tools, 3D start point. And the fact that they're using WTFF is kind of interesting, but we'll get to that episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and so the description in iTunes says, what the FFF is Fused Filament Fabrications. Ah, now I get it. They're not being spammy. They're being cute. 3D printing. Design experts Tom and Tracy Hazard from 3D Start Point explore all about what a 3D printing, what of 3D printing, what 3D design software, what 3D printers, what tools to use, what designs to print, and what materials they've tested for you, and what your 3D printing business strategy should be. They interview the who's who in 3D print design and others who can help you figure out your what. They're going to help you figure out your what. And they should also help me figure out how to read, apparently. Their website is 3dstartpoint.com. We're going to listen to the episode, How VR, AR, and 3D Printing is Creating Even Higher Demand for 3D Designs. And there's actually even more to this title, but I can't see it all. Oh, wait a minute. With 3D Designs with George Ibigukanenu, I believe is how you pronounce that, from VR eCards. And it goes a little something like this.
Welcome to the WTFFF 3D Printing Podcast, all about cool. The what of fused filament fabrication. Today, designers and hosts Tom and Tracy Hazard discuss how VR, AR, and 3D printing is creating even higher demand for 3D designers with George Ebwanu from VR eCards.
Hey everyone, Tom and Tracy here. Want to just give you a heads up that we will be in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest coming up soon.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. We were juried in
nice audio.
One of 33 podcasts that are going to be on the South by Southwest podcast stage at the Fairmont Hotel on March 10th. And we're going to do a live episode of WTFFF with a follow-up interview with Jay Samet, disruption expert. And I can't wait to dive even deeper because I had so much fun with that episode when we did it before. And I mean, it wasn't enough time to go into all the detail.
I'm really excited about it, too. I mean, I've never recorded a live podcast. That's going to be a little different for us. You know, usually it's all recorded. If we flub, they edit it out.
Yeah, that's so true.
There's definitely several flubs, I'm sure, happening as we're recording this little promotion for it, but you won't know it. But you know what? We're going to be live.
Right. So if you want to see us live, visit southbysouthwest.com, where you can purchase a badge to not only see us, but see all the inspiring conference sessions, music, films, and other awesome stuff they're doing in Texas.
So make sure you're following us on social media, especially on Facebook at 3D Start Point, to make sure you don't miss anything about the live streams, videos, and things going on at South by Southwest. So we'll talk to you from Austin.
Cards.
All right.
Hey, everyone, now? This is Tom and Tracy on WTFFF. Thank you for coming back. And we have a VR interview today that really touches 3D printing, it touches 3D modeling, and this modern technology that seems to be getting more and more popular of VR.
Yeah, what I really liked about our guest, George Ebwanu, is he's the founder of VR eCards, as Tom was talking about. What I really liked is that he comes out of that 3D model experience background, that it bridges from 3D printing, from user interface, and he's just got such a broad background in brand and everything in business that it really has come to a place at which you're really starting to see, and this is what we've been talking about a lot on the show, is application of 3D printing, application of VR, application of disruptive technology in a way that it's starting to become real, that people starting to see what you can do with it, seeing not just potential of what it is, but the value of what it can do for you, whether that's the emotional value of connection or it's financial in terms of it's going to build businesses for you.
Right. And it's real world adoption.
Yeah.
Right. Real world use of the technology. And that's what it's going to take in order to advance it.
Yeah. And so let's dive right into the interview with George, because I really want everyone to get at understanding of how that sort of transition that he took through his career to getting to that application has really informed what he's doing right now.
There's really not much to find here. I'm not a 3D printer person, but I like the fact that the show started off with, here's what we do on the show. I like that it got right to the hosts. I like that they did an okay job of explaining. They talked about what they liked about the interview. I would have rather said, this is why I'm excited this guy was here, which we kind of got towards the end. There's only thing, and I've heard these two hosts, I'm recognizing them now. They do another show about something like Pod Brand or Brand Pod or something like that. And they have, and this is totally me listening through the ears of a podcaster, they have an annoying hum. And it's a case where because they use a noise gate, it gets cut out. But if you go back and listen, when they talk, there's this very, very low. And if I was in the car, I wouldn't even hear it. But I'm sitting here in a quiet room and I do. But I like the fact that it was quick to the point. And if I was into 3D stuff, I would probably be listening to this. The whole WTFFFFF is now clever. Originally, I thought it was kind of spammy, but little gray hat. Okay, that's cool. And, so there you go. That was my first impression. Not bad. And you got right to the information. The whole thing about the live podcast, I thought you did that. You got in, you got out, you made it quick. And so that was cool. A little housekeeping thing. So you didn't spend 2 hours talking about that. I thought that was good, which got you to the content fairly quickly. Now, if you would like a full review of your show, joining me over at podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with myself and Eric K. Johnson, who has 30 years in radio. We do more than just listen to the first part of your show. If you would like to have me just listen to the first part of your show, well, the website is podcastrodeoshow.com. Go out there, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Everything I talked about today, you can find at podcastrodeoshow.com/122. Thanks for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.